Well, I wanted my iPad to speak to my laptop is what I wanted.
I think we sent in the download, the board workflows, I think we last week, the master board work. I'm sure this, if not, I've got a copy here, and I've got one if you wanted it to. It's on the board.
On the board or on board book?
It should, did you put it, did that get put on the board book?
It's not on board book.
I can pull my board book up, so I don't know.
I can either.
I didn't see it on board book.
Put it on, but I didn't have a chance to check with you if you'd gotten it or not. So anyway, it is here, you've got a copy of it. Christy, you've done a lot with this with the trustee board director. Do you want to kind of lead the discussion?
Sure.
On this?
The USBA's where it's.
Yeah, USBA, it's on USBA.
You know what, I think that's probably the really good place to start. Because the first thing you need to do is to log in and create your account. And it will tell you what stage you're in for that. So we just go to USBA.net. No, .cc. USBA.cc. And then you go to masterboard.
USBA.cc.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go to the Masterboard Awards or to the USBA Power Up?
Well, you have to have an account on Power Up to be able to log into Masterboards.
www.usba.cc.
Okay.
It's a file that you download.
Now, where do we gotta go?
Doesn't want to let me in Power Up. And that's one of the complaints I'm hearing from people is that you can't get in.
Part of it is
portal or
what? Okay, well, next.
Can you get on the Power Up?
No.
I think.
And the Master Board Award thing is that's there. And that's the complication that I've heard from people, and I feel is that, you know, I've already got a login number and the whole bit. It won't let me in.
I did get in once, but I did the training on that. Isn't that that's where the PowerPoint training is?
It was a survey.
The survey, it's the one that has the PowerPoint, then you go through and you have to do the quiz.
Oh, that's
on
Power Up.
So I
was hoping that we could do that because you
have
to
call them and tell them that
you can't.
Can't get there from here.
Do you want me to call them right now?
Well,
I think it would be worthwhile to say we're trying to do it.
How do we do this?
And all of our people have tried to get on their own and can't do it. That's why we are.
I haven't tried to get on my own. Get my answer to it.
Well, they were saying that they've hired somebody they've met, you know, to do more of it. Just because you can't just have some kids playing around. So you're going to the paste in the video?
Yes.
So you're placing Patty to be there?
She's supposed to be. She
wasn't there this last week because she's got knee issues.
Yeah, well, she had her knee operated on.
Imagine anybody having complications after a knee surgery. Dave has had a big line pulled, and he's walking with a cane now. I tried doing open or open in a new tab.
I've got on here. Is that about where yours got to, Jim?
It's like, is that to the download? No, to the
I am download dot ASBX.
No, I did this
mine didn't even go that long. Mine didn't even let me in.
So what are we doing?
Well, I'm trying to go to USB-A power up, but it doesn't go. We got to the website. I can't get beyond that.
We got the USB-A, but we can't get any further.
Oh, is this to do the wardsmanship thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, that's what's frustrating. If you supposedly have, and we need to make sure with our public relations, you don't do something that is just frustrating to people because they can't do it. You do better not to have it than to have something that doesn't work.
Oh, and this one is good.
And I think that's why they've gone to another route to do it.
On USB-A,
then where did you go?
It says USB-A power up, become a highly effective board. Click here, but it's not doing anything.
Can't go there.
That's our fuel district business administrator. That's good.
Yeah, don't apply for Garfield. But you don't want to be in Garfield, do you? Garfield's a mess.
The only thing that comes up is Garfield School District.
The kid that was there got hired at 12.
Did he? Because of the domino effect.
Yeah, Wayne's went down. And then they hired another person from Davis District Business Office.
Take Larry's place.
Who was that?
Dave Roberts. He's a he was Davis's payroll director.
So they didn't take Tim. Isn't Tim there now?
Tim, I would not assume that Tim wanted to go. Tim is happy where he is.
But Tim was on the interview committee.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Tim and Murray.
So who was?
I mean, so you got two Davis guys on the interview committee.
Not much there.
Who was hired by Park City?
Todd Hobbert.
Okay. From the state up.
Nobody can get
but now you've got a bunch of old state office people in Park City, right? Their superintendent is a former state office person.
They're member services.
Well, we're not getting anywhere on that.
Let's go to the next.
See if she can get a hold. If you want to just look in the back, the school board is, you can do this either by 2/3 of the board or individual board members or both. A master board member or a master board process. And there are the five different areas of which you have to do three. We're doing it as a board, 2/3 of the members of the board, so that would be, at this point, 4 out of 5 would have to complete. Any luck?
She's calling me right back. She said that they have their computer guy right there right now doing their... The computer guy is there right now working on some stuff, so she said she didn't know if he had done something to the program, but she's going to call me right now.
Are you looking at USBAPowerUp.com?
Yes. Did you get it?
Mine's loading. It says it's loading right now.
Yeah, that's how mine is too, but it won't load. So she's going to call me right back.
Yeah, then it just keeps going.
Yeah. So what I just went to this, we might as well talk about this for right now in terms of five different areas, and there are, if you notice on that, there are only three requirements, one of which is getting on Power Up and doing the board training on there, USB online training, which is on open meetings.
Which is nice to have that on, right. Yeah.
And then the other is conducting board and superintendent evaluations biannually, and reviewing each of the following documents every year, which are the four, either the district vision statement, procedure handbook, code of ethics, and district policy handbook. That would have to be done. Those are requirements.
Yeah.
Everything else is a combination of different things that you want to do. So, Christy, why don't you, I know that we wanted to go on the other one, but kind of went backwards at this. Walk us through what the discussion of the board of directors, what intent, and what are some maybe some other districts doing in order
Well, the intent is that this is going to be something that you do every year. In order for us to get the award for January, we have to get these requirements done this year, because next year there'll be a new set of requirements. So it's not something you can say, you'll say I've done it, but if you don't get the award January, then you start off with a new list of requirements. It's not like you can use this same achievement goals for several years, because they'll change them. Mainly because we noticed that some of these things, as we rolled it out, it was like, well, you know, that kind of seems weird, so we've changed a little bit, especially on this Foundation of Effective Governance has a few changes for next year. So really what PowerUp does is, if you log on to PowerUp, then what they've done is created like a situation where we're all competing against the other boards across the state. So you can see how well our board's doing it compared to everyone else, on how many goals they've accomplished recently. Usually Park City is like at the top, which means that they've logged into PowerUp, they've done, every time they've accomplished one of these goals, they go in and then check it off on their individual sheet or individual webpage, and then it downloads onto the main database that ranks us according to how many things you've done. So I don't even think we're on there. Last time I looked, we weren't on there. We weren't even on the list. So
we should have, since most of us logged on it.
But I think we've logged on, but I don't think we've done anything since then. So really, it's pretty easy. I mean, as you go through these things, it's some of it's, you know, kind of a no-brainer. But definitely, like the things where we have to review the district vision statement, the procedure handbook, the code of ethics, and the policy handbook are definitely things that we probably should do, you know, collectively as a group. But there are certainly things on here that you could do individually as well. And the goal, of course, is to, really what's driving this is that we want our legislative body to understand that we aren't just being led around by our purpose and our goals, that we really are, you know, intelligent, smart people working for a greater cause than just our superintendent. So I think it's good. I think that there's lots of really good things that we can work on and continue to improve, and I certainly think that we should get the award. And then it will build. You can get a Master Board award individually, and then we can also get the award as a group, just so that you're not held back by one board member who chooses not to participate. But you can't get the group award unless everybody participates in this. Which I think is good. I think it's a good thing. So what else?
It says here that it must be complete by at least 2/3 of the board members to get them. So if one chose not to, you could still get it.
Which one? Where's that under?
It's under school board award.
Top left hand side.
Oh, must be completed by at least 2/3 of the. Oh, there you have it.
The process.
Four.
Oh, yeah, to get the school board award. Oh, there you go. I thought everybody had to participate. Maybe they changed that because they knew that probably wasn't going to happen. And then at the USPA meeting in January, then that's when they'll make their presentations for individual awards and school board awards. And I'm not sure what that's going to entail. That's still being discussed as to whether you'll get a like a pin. And then every time you get the Master Board Award, it like has something that you add to the pin, or you get a certificate, and every time you get it, you add a sticker, or I don't know. They're trying to formulate how the award be given out to the SBA. So.
I need another award.
Yeah, I need another award.
I don't.
So does that mean I
can... No, I'll be happy to do it. I don't need a thing.
My uncle, you know,
I don't need it. You have my
ERT. And if anything that was an ERT, go that into his garage, and he's just papered his garage with all of the misspelled awards he's received. So in some ways, they're more fun to get.
So with that, you know, where are we as a board in terms of wanting to, do we want to look at this then individually and then we would collectively?
I think we are as a board.
Most of it.
Here we don't already do as a board. We already attend the USP conference.
You attend the regional?
We attend regional meetings. So we've already done that one, except for the online training.
And we really have done, this for this year, we've done the city council meeting.
Yep.
If you want to look at that. Plus, we've done other training that we've done here.
See, I think that's true. I think a lot of what you can look at and say, we've done that. It's just a matter of getting on,
yeah,
power up, and accounting for the things that we have done.
And getting on power up, that might be the hardest thing of anything.
Yes.
So are we doing NSGA this year? This coming year.
Where is it?
San Diego, I think.
I think it's San Diego.
I think it's on the west. Check real quick.
I'm too late to put up a post on it.
For presentation for that.
I think you can go and not have to sweat.
Don't sweat anyway. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Cool.
I think it's San Diego.
I won't have to do the paperwork, which is nice.
Hell, that's his question. Do we have money to go?
San Diego 2013,
April 13th. I think he could go this year. Have to worry about the perception thing.
Well, it's close enough. Less expensive than traveling going to Florida.
Yeah.
What's the year after?
Probably east, yeah, Midwest. Do they do west and then east, or they do just?
They usually go back and forth, and they somehow they consider Chicago as the east.
Oh. but they went to Boston instead of Chicago, didn't they?
Yeah, Boston was last year.
So it's really
Boston.
Boston's a nice place to go.
I like Boston.
I do know that in the
it'll go to San Diego and then New Orleans.
Oh, are they going back to New Orleans?
Yeah, and that's all they have posted in 2014.
We're definitely in the minority of people who don't go. This year, people going to Boston, we were probably, I think Richard said 80% of school board members went
back to going to conferences again.
Yeah. So we're definitely, there are definitely more people are attending NSBA than they haven't. Because the year before, hardly anybody went. The very first year of our economic troubles. Then last year, a few more went. And then this year, there was almost everybody, at least since, if not their entire board. At least one or two members.
You know, I have found since we haven't been going, I have lost my global view that I used to. I used to really know what was happening nationally, and I would have commented at our dual language. I've gone to several dual language meetings at those conferences where they can, you know, by high school, the kids don't continue on with it because they want to take Russian or something else. But I thought, my information's 5 years old. I don't dare raise my hand and say, well, the research I've seen is, because I truly don't have current, you know, that current stuff anymore. Because we really did have more of a nationwide broad picture, sit down next to somebody from somewhere and find out how they're implementing the Common Core.
Implemented the Utah Core.
The Utah Core in Wyoming. And Utah Core in Wyoming.
Their version of the Core. My daughter has 3 kidneys now, she's passed one.
Well, it seems only logical, but I understand budgets are tight, and so I.
Well, our budget administrator just said we'd be dual this year.
You've always had your designated reserve you could fall back on.
Yeah. You know how that's going to go across.
What do people think about doing that going on? I worry about the perception, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think you need to worry about the perception thing anymore.
I don't know.
Well, we got people going all over the place in this district. All over the place. He spent $16,000 to send people to a ceramics conference, for heaven's sake, in the United States.
I know you had a meeting with, since we're kind of on pause here, I know you had a meeting with the association, or a negotiations meeting, didn't you, last week? When I came to get my computer, I saw Lee Burningham's in here. Did that go well? Were you still talking about?
No, they went very well, in fact.
Did you tell them about the possible increase with the budget?
Yes.
And they were thrilled with that, I'm sure.
They actually had a payment of settlement.
We're both classified and licensed, and we may have a single administrator. They're the ones that are somewhat dragging their feet right now.
Well, that's great.
Do you want to share with them what occurred in terms of those two meetings?
As far as what the outcome was, or
demeanor?
Well, Lee looked pretty happy.
Oh, I mean, I just think, I mean, there was really... I thought it was very positive. We didn't have any, there wasn't any debate about the money. And I think the work that the superintendent did with her budget committee and all those meetings we had in the mornings has paid big dividends this year for me. I thought they were both very, you know, they used some thought and how they use their money. So it was good.
I have a question. To carry on the question that I got in trouble for last week, and everyone got mad at me. As I went home and thought about that, explain to me the difference between we have the extra money, the money that came out of the that was transferred over from, used to be what, designated, and now it's undesignated or whatever, the extra money that you found. So what's the difference?
Find it, yeah.
Well, not find the money that was available in the budget.
The money that used to be designated and now it's not designated. That money. I'm talking about that money. That used to be, you know, like the rec fund money and the
Fund 23 money.
There you go. That used to be designated.
It was
and now
assigned.
Assigned. Assigned, and now it's not assigned.
That
portion of the money that we're saying that we have extra that we're giving to the associations to decide how they want it spent. Okay.
Yes. No, that's not money.
Mm-hmm. That didn't go to them.
Not the 175. Not the money that's going into the savings account. The other stuff, because we said you have the 0.5%, and then
the other money's coming because of the increase in the our assessed valuation, and because of that, those two areas.
Okay, that's right. I'm getting confused. Okay, so we had the initial 0.5%, and then you added another 0.5%.
Correct.
I'm talking about the second 0.5%, wherever that money came from.
That's property tax revenue that we're going to collect
that
we didn't have this year.
Okay, so my question was that I asked as. Why couldn't the board just give everybody a 0.5% raise? And everyone was appalled that I was suggesting.
You're saying instead of us giving them a 1%, you're saying just give them a half?
No, I remember the conversation
you,
and I said...
You do it versus them, us going to them.
And saying put it into negotiations and everyone says we can't do that. So where's the line between us... Because obviously that doesn't... That isn't something we can do. But when is the time that we can do that? What portion of money or what financial situation do we have to be in for the Board of Education to say we are going to give every single employee in this district a 1% raise?
You actually have the authority to dictate that. You could have dictated that if that's what you would have wanted to do. I think the issue. And I didn't feel like anybody jumped all over you, but that's how you felt. But
I jumped on.
Everybody else did. They're like,
oh, no, nobody else did. I just.
But
I apologize.
What we've been trying to do is say, here's the money. There's this money for that. You guys decide how you want to spend it.
And if we were
now, you guys could say we're not going to give you we could basically say everybody gets a 1% COLA, and then we go to the table and say the board has decided to give you a 1% COLA in discussion.
Well, we gave them, like, for example, when we gave them the 4% bonus during Christmas time.
Right.
So what's the difference between us saying that we give you a 4% bonus at Christmas time versus us saying right now that we're going to give you a 0.5% raise?
Negotiations.
It's just, well, even that, you guys could say, this is what we want. We want everyone to have a 1% raise. You could do that. The question is, do you want to do that? And should you do that? That's all relative. But we've been trying to give the associations some say in how they use their money.
So in the future, what we're saying is we can't say to our employees, no, we're going to give you a 4% bonus.
We're
trying to get that to negotiations.
You're not listening.
No, I'm trying to understand.
Let me explain this a little bit differently. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. We could decide to give everybody 1% and leave all of the associations out of it. Right? Say you're not going to choose, we're going to choose. Or, in good faith, to try to build confidence and trust in the associations which represent the various groups, we can say to them in an open way, we have this much money and you get to decide how to spend it. We're not going to tell you how to spend it. You get to decide because we want you to feel empowered. Now, we can feel empowered and just say, we're going to do it, or we could say, we would like you to feel empowered, so here's the money. You decide, and you can decide for the classified to do it this way, and for the teachers to do it this way, and for the administrator to do it any way you want. That's your money.
So why did we do that when we gave 4%?
That was a one-time event. It wasn't ongoing. It was money we had available.
So in order for us as the board to say, we're going to give you a 1% raise, it would have to be money above and beyond what we have available for negotiation.
Or we could simply say, we're not going to do negotiations. We're going to give you money across the board. Everybody gets 1%.
And often that has been after an audit where we've negotiated already with them and said, if when the audit's over, thing is, frankly, in the old days, we didn't know what money we had until the audit was over. We now have a business administrator who can tell us within hundreds of dollars almost how much money we have. And the audit may change a few dollars and cents, right?
Yes.
But
yes. Oh, hi, how are you?
We didn't know. And I'm we had to wait and we had to say to the negotiating team if we had any money after the audit.
But the one thing that we did that we were advised to do when we first got on that was foolish was if the WPU went up 4.5, that's what they had over the years have done.
Had expected.
And so every year, whatever the WPU went up, that's what the teachers got, which we did not keep anything extra for insurance, for any other program we had. And I remember bringing that up one time, say, why do we give them everything? And yet we had, well, we're growing and we have extra, so we're fine. And I remember saying one time, the day will come when we're going to regret doing this.
The economics was better then, too.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And so our educators come to expect that whatever the WPU was what they got. And now as insurance shoots through the roof, that's what's created this rift, if you will, has been difficult.
But I think the entire state was that way and had to change because...
Well, I don't think it was the entire. There was some that would hold back some. But boy, because oftentimes
it was an industry standard because usually you had attrition, So everyone, just, you know, we would usually have about...
They had growth.
And then there was usually growth money, yeah. And then you had an increase in your assessed valuation, and if you kept your tax rates the same, you were always getting gravy. So you had all this gravy, but we were not recognizing that the gravy was getting a little bit thinner and a little bit thinner. Finally, we got it down to where it was water, and then the water even ran out. So, but you're right, and that has been, because that's how lanes and steps were paid for. We just, it just happened.
Well, and often we were told what it was, having never been told anything. Oh, we settled with the associations on, it's only a 3.5, but we're giving them a 4. And we'd say, what? Well, that's what we agreed to. So I appreciate that you have kept us in
the loop
on that. Made a big difference. Shouldn't it not work?
even with the one-time
she
stuff,
doesn't know what it's
it is the board's prerogative. You could have turned it over and divided it up to the association and said,
"But then we
do
might
what you want
you
with
all
this."
The time that you spent with them.
It's coming down to that process of trust, building a trust and building a relationship, Kristen.
Well, I'm not saying that I don't want to do that. Well, I just was. My question was: is when. When is it appropriate? When can we give our employees a raise?
You can do it anytime you want.
If the
money is there.
That's what I'm asking. So when does it have to be above and beyond negotiation money?
We have established a precedent, if you were.
To build
the relationships that for the primary amount of money we're going to allow them to have some say in it. I mean that's the precedent that we have set. If there is additional money, either ongoing or one time, it's been usually one time since I've been here. Then it's usually been a decision at the board level because it's above and beyond.
That's what I'm asking. So above and beyond. So at what point do you say this money is allowed for negotiations and the board's going to give?
That's what was available. It said we only had 0.5%. That's all that we brought to them as what we could do for discussion. And our discussions were starting that way. And it wasn't until the tax rates came in that were higher, and then your decision, your recommendation verbally that will be formalized tonight to keep the tax rates the same is generating that additional funding. And so now we've gone to each one of them with that full amount of 1%.
The simple answer to your question is whenever you guys decide.
If you want to process, you can.
We could technically say right now we're going to give them a 1% raise, but Zane will be at your door with his 357 ready to shoot each one of them.
Oh, yeah, if we're going to do that, let's do a 5% then.
You might as well give them 5 and then be dead.
See, there are boards that they have established a precedent where they make the decisions on that. Canyons. They did not do an association negotiation. They just said, the administration came and said, this is what we want you to give to all the associations. And they came up with their package. I don't know what type of preliminary discussions and dialogue they had with their associations, but it came across as, this is our package and we want you to take it. Thank you very much. I've seen boards where they've come to the table. And, you know, any discussions have literally been driven by board members working with the superintendent and business administrator that say, tell us what the bottom line is, and then it's going to go up a little bit, or it's going to go down a little bit, depending on what. And that becomes the marching orders of the negotiation teams to go back and say, this is what the board will do. The process we used in interest-based was a little bit different because we actually were going to say we had nothing. We actually had red and said, okay, folks, if we're going to generate any funds to give back, we've got to do this together and let's look together at to what changes we need to make, what alterations, what reductions, so that we can amass some money. you get for 6.5 weeks. It is paying debt of that.
Is there something that you're not comfortable with about what we did?
No, I just was wondering the difference between...
When you get to decide, when they get to decide.
Well, and I don't necessarily want to take the... I'm not saying that I'm doubting the negotiation process, because I understand that. It just feels like sometimes people are left out in that process. Like, our veteran teachers sometimes don't get any raise at all. So it seems like it would be fair, occasionally, to give a 1% or a certain percentage across the board so that all employees get some benefit versus just those people that fall under the negotiation process, because the classified, or not classified, the licensed people, sometimes veteran teachers don't get anything out of that.
Well, if the association decides to do steps and lanes, then they decide for the people who are veteran teachers. Beyond that point, I don't get it.
Right.
If you look back in history, the 6 years, obviously we had some rough years in between there that was not as nice for. For the most part, in my career, there's always been steps and lanes and a COLA of some sort. And if not a COLA, one time. And that's including three different districts that I've worked in. So the associations, and in our discussions, they're not trying to discount their senior people at all. I mean, it's not a situation where they say, well, we're just going to forget about them. There's a lot of dialogue and talk, and if it's come down to do we do some things for the new teachers or some things for the veterans, it's a tough decision. In some cases, they've come down on the case of the newbies, but I've also seen them come down when we, in this district, in my time, they added some additional funding for steps 20 and 25 as longevity. They put more percentages in there, and they did not deal with the new teachers. So I've seen it go both ways. They really want to do both if they can. Most do.
Well, I think
that's what our principals are struggling with right now. Administrators is what to do, because they've got two who have lane changes out of the 15. And they have six that get steps out of the 15. I mean, who are eligible for steps out of the 15. And what do they do with $12,000? So that's what they're doing right now. This is a meeting as a group, as an association, and determine how they're going to parcel that out.
The other thing I've seen with Marshall too, Christy, is it used to be we did more of that. You know, we're going to do this. He's trying to get to build the associations, have them have some buy-in, because frankly, our classified used to be three people got together and decided what everybody was going to do. And Marshall, unlike the previous administrators, tried to build associations rather than destroy associations.
I'm not discounting that or saying that we should trump in any way or shape or form associations. I completely support that. Totally 100%. I just ask the question, when can the board give all employees something versus having it not know, just as good faith effort that we're going to say, we're going to give all of you a 0.5% raise.
We could have done that this year. We could have said, we're going to give everybody 0.5%. And you have the other 0.5% to do what you want. But it still ends up the same.
Well, no, because
you see what I mean? Because they're making the decision how they want to do it. It's kind of in their hands. We're given the same amount of money to work with.
Yeah, but some people have opposed the chance of not getting anything.
Well, they still have a vote on it.
And they should be able to
get their representation. They're the ones. That's what they're part of the association to do. And so they choose. It's their money. It's like I could either give you and Alan $1,000 or else I can go to Alan and say, you decide how you want to spend this $1,000.
Don't tell Alan.
You would head straight to Disneyland. I'd say, here's $1,000. Put it in savings. Don't let Christy have a say. And we're just saying, you have your say. They're still getting the same amount.
Which means that they may do things we don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah, but they have that option.
But it gives them, to me, it tells them that we care about them. They know how much we got. Now you choose how you want it. We're not going to put any kind of...
And if you have concerns, talk to your association president.
Yeah, we're not going to put any stipulations to it. Here's your money.
It really, right now, both the teachers, remember teachers help access the funding, as did the class help out from last year. So their financial package this year is pretty nice. I mean, they've got some, but they went through some very thoughtful discussions as to how to parse that out so it would be balanced. Same with classified. That's a hard decision for the administrators. They used all their money out last year. They did not hold anything back. So their discussion is a little bit different.
What is our percent now? I know it's been going down.
About 52%
is all licensed. So that could change this coming year. If it does drop below 50, then what?
At that point, we can, you as a board can
negotiate individually.
No, actually, we could say that the negotiated agreement is no longer with the Logan Education Association, and make a determination to change everything, basically do what Ogden did and put everything into policy, and then make a determination of what we need to do.
The thing that becomes difficult to me in that is, say you drop to 48% that are members, then you're dealing with how do you get fair representation?
Well, the thing that does is open up, because the law now requires us to open things up to other associations as well, and it becomes Donnybrook, and I don't want to see a Donnybrook. So it could get very messy if it's below 50%.
But it seems like the newer teachers are not joining, are they?
Not at the rate of the older
teachers. Isn't that what's kind of causing, I mean, it's going down and down.
Mid-range, a lot of mid-range.
Huh?
I was told just barely over 50%.
It's 52%.
So this fall, we could possibly, drop below. So that's what I'm saying. How do you get a representation from the group that are
one of the things that I've got to do is put in this summer, I've got to find out what we do when that happens and what are our options. I know one option is to say, you just don't have an agreement, but we've got to have an agreement. We're going to have to have something. We're going to have something with somebody or a process that we can give out.
Yeah, it's a matter of integrity.
So we've got to do something with it, and I don't know what that is legally. I mean, what are other options? My biggest worry is that you get an AMT coming in, or you get this new group that I sent out information on that starts wanting to do their own things, and everybody wants their own thing, and it becomes impossible because you have no one to negotiate with.
Yeah, it could get scary.
Now, under those conditions, then, Christy, it does revert back to the board saying this is what we would do, because we don't have anyone to really talk to and give that to. I couldn't go to the association and say, the current association and say, here, go ahead and make this decision when you're now a minority.
So it becomes important to have a president to get the word out to the people that it's critical that they have membership that represents the teachers, because if they don't, they will lose the right to having teacher representation.
Well, Ogden had 80% of their teachers still in the association when they nullified the contract. So theirs was not an issue of numbers. Ours is an issue of numbers. It is a different ballgame, though the end result could be the same.
Are we the lowest district that has that?
There's a district that don't have anything, but those are a lot of smaller districts. They don't. There is not a negotiated agreement with, what's the West Desert
one? One of the complaints I heard was that they don't like the idea that they have to join on
just south of Tooele.
So if they have to join NEA, they don't want to be involved.
Yeah, it's
expensive.
Yeah.
Really high cost.
Millard.
Yeah,
no, not Millard.
Millard is where
Delta is. The one where Cody's at in and he has to run the
that's Tintic.
Tintic.
Okay, I said Tintic first.
Yes.
Well, as it sounds, over the last few years, we've steadily dropped every year.
And a big problem is, as Brent points out, for the beginning teacher, you're asking them to pay $500 a year for dues. And they look at their salary and they say, well, I can't afford $500.
See, they're forced to join all three. Yeah. And I've heard some of them tell me, I don't want to join NEA. I would join Logan and Utah. But why am I forced to join NEA? See, that's one of the big questions that I've heard people tell me.
Sure. It's on package.
I always thought that was, you know, pick your poison on that.
What's your
I didn't know you had to join NEA.
Yes, once you, because it, UEA is an affiliate of
National.
The National NEA.
I'm a life member of the NEA, guys. You know what? But I will join again.
The same thing with NEA.
When I was at Skyline High School, I joined as a life member of NEA.
Good for you.
That's crazy.
Is the presidency aware of where they're at?
Yes, they are. Very aware.
Because it looks to me like this could be the year they drop the law.
Unless they do some hard work with each individual school, and I know that talking with Hillary just in passing, that they are aware that they're going to be doing a big campaign this fall.
I think
they're bringing people back as well as get some new ones.
I had some educators talk to me. In fact, there were four there that have been at Logan High 20 plus years, and they all four of them said they were not going to continue on this next year.
What we really need to do is say, please run for an office and lead out then, because we need you in the leadership.
So I'm just...
Yeah, well, and a lot of that, you know, Karen dropped out last year because she was not being represented. She didn't feel like she was being represented.
Yeah.
Since we heard you have to choose what you want to do, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And so she dropped out, and when she dropped out, nobody said a word.
No one said
she kept getting everything she always got without any comment. And she said, well, don't they even care that I dropped? It's like, no. Didn't matter whether you belong or didn't belong, you're in the same pool.
So
what's my advantage?
That's interesting what you say, because everybody benefits anyway, whether you're a member or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it looks.
So they don't get the message. They say, wait a minute. Your membership is vital in order for this organization to survive, to represent you. If it catch 22.
It seems to me like the discontent I heard over the associations this last year was kind of a predominant thing that I heard. I don't know how the rest of you did, but it was a predominant. And so, well, this was a biggie to a lot of
it. They were communication and the support and the dialogue. Some of that was also still that they weren't hard enough on us. I mean, there were some different factions over there. I mean, we were not the most popular, and I was definitely not the most popular person over at the high school this last year. They wanted me out. They wanted all of you out.
Yeah, none of us were.
That's a group. And there's others who are seeing the reality and watching the LEA presidency being what they thought manipulated by those people who were yelling and grinning. You know, they're supportive of us, but watching this, so they wanted out. So, I mean, there were different reasons why everyone wanted out, but there was very little follow through and follow up on that by the presidency or the ARs.
Well, I know after we had that one meeting, and you know, and the president really took, boy, he went all, you know, well, I got it. After then, that's when I really heard the educators saying they were getting out of the association, because he was just in it for that language department, no one else, they weren't concerned about them, and I'm done. So that's I would be willing to almost bet that you're not going to see a majority in there, regardless. I don't know.
I agree with you, man. I just think that's worth it.
And so I think that's something that we had better be, you know,
now, the reality is, right now, is we are dealing in a similar fashion with our classifieds. There is not a majority.
But the language is different.
But the language is different in theirs. They're the only game in town right now that has come to us, and so we're utilizing that. So that, you know, let me do. I'll do some checking with you in August, and I can come back and support.
You know, if I was not a member of the association, I'm just saying, and my majority did not belong, I would want to know, how am I representative? Why are you choosing what I'm going to go through? So I don't know. It just seems to me to be an issue that can very come into play, that could be fairly
big.
Fairly critical.
How do those people in fact get represented?
Yeah.
So that they are represented, so I'm, but they are, in fact.
Yeah, they are, but they're
their
not.
Representation, yeah. Whether it's good or bad, that's the representation. They need to get involved. It's like running for an office, like running for school board. You don't like what's going on? Run for office, come on. And how many people run?
And sometimes it's just that you, when you get in, you understand why things happen the way they do.
Yeah.
Or others, one of my friends stated, moving from a leadership position, the possibility of perhaps having more influence with the grassroots members and saying, this is what we need to do to revitalize this, where in leadership it was a little hard to say that about, you know, other members in leadership. And so it will be interesting to see where things go. But I appreciate how, and I think you bringing in, somebody said to me, to bring in somebody before we even know whether we agree or not, to bring in an outside negotiator, but I have not heard anybody say anything negative about the IBB process. I think it was one where, because there was someone else who kind of facilitated to start, it helped them see it wasn't, they're trying to hoodwink us or anything. It was, okay, we're here, someone's here to make sure everybody plays fair. And I think there was understanding developed that was very, very good. So thank you for honoring the process and moving forward with it.
I guess we'll just
very positive. I mean, Suzanne, I think we'll probably like love it. Surprise. They were very.
Yes.
I wanted us to communicate to you guys, appreciative of the extra 0.5% and that you guys would go through the truth and taxation process to generate that. They were grateful for that. They weren't expecting that. So
we may want
come
to
the table
to
and
come to our truth and taxation hearing and speak, in case we have other people here, to speak to why that's important for our educators.
For our August meeting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, to have, because so often all we get are the people who can't deal with their property tax being raised. And even though we're not raising it, you know, if we could also have the people here who say, well, this is why we need it. And thank you so much. This is what needs to be done. Please do it. It would be helpful. Then it would appear we actually listen.
Okay, well, they're not signing up on Power Up today, so according to this thing, I see a few things that we need to do as a board, like under advocacy, the fourth bullet down, as a board, identify 3 strategies per year. We would need to do that one. Under community engagement, the second, the third, and the fifth.
And you know that fourth one, I think when I come in off, when we do our workshop in August, we'll have this kind of laid out, and that's an area where we could probably spend some time on for assignments. Because what I'm envisioning, there's going to be some things out here, and then we'll have assignments, and then we're going to need to see, okay, where does the board fit into that, and that could play into that commitment. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Tie into what we've talked about already today. And we could even do, if we wanted to, even under other, we could determine what we all want to do for advocacy, which would be the process that we're starting today and just make it our own other category under other.
Well, and there's this under the community engagement, visit school source, school activity, visit monthly. Mm-hmm. We can each decide, what am I going to do this year monthly?
Right, and that's what one of the things that I hope in August, and I thought we could get to today, but I don't think we have the time, is to really then kind of map out what are we going to do in from August through June. What are some things that we can all do, and what? So we, when we come out of that meeting, we'll have assignments.
Well, and they told me it's great instead of using Tell My Story that we take our Logan City School District video and show it instead. That's what they would suggest, rather than tell you.
We've got our videos and our DVD,
and we can use them.
And actually, as a board member going, and maybe that's
how we get there.
The community councils is to show that one and the others, and then work with individual community councils on communication. How can we get you as a board member?
Tell your neighbors.
Actually, coming out. How do you tell the story? How can we tell the story better and giving that input? So. It's basically we're asking you to do an assignment as a community council meeting, and then assign to each of you one, and then one go to two, or a couple of you go to. Probably it'd be best if two would go to each of the meetings early in August, September, October time frame, showing those and then asking them for their input.
And are they at the point right now that they could be shown?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They're all done. Yeah, every school has one as well if you have a district one.
So how many of these have we already taken care of? Have we gone through and checked off
I just was looking at the ones that we need to do as a board.
You know, I think
we need to conduct board and superintendent evaluation.
Well, why don't we, if we continue down on advocacy, we're meeting with the city government regularly, at least once. We've actually asked for more meetings than they want to meet with us. They do want to meet again, so I'm assuming in the fall when we have a fifth Tuesday, that's the only time they'll meet with us is on a fifth Tuesday, and I still believe we need to talk about the rec center more and what direction that they want to go, because we put it in their lap. Where do they want to go with it? We want to support it, but I think the city council has a different perspective than what the mayor does. But we actually are doing that, and I think that we could either through that or the last one, we have three in that and advocacy.
Well, and also then meet with the local legislators regularly.
Yeah, we do that.
We do that, and we know if we get whatever happens on June 26th, we're going to want to follow up and heal some wounds in one case and an update in the other case.
We need to do some things in the fall, no matter what, with whoever we're, even prior to the election, to really start ramping some things up.
November 11th.
Yeah. I just wonder, too, about that, if we could do like we do with cash and have the breakfast, not only meet with cash for, and just do our own, like we did and met with them in the morning, maybe in the fall time, and just had our own.
More effective.
Not with cash, just with us and them, and just had a breakfast here.
Yes.
And say we want to meet with you like this during the session, because meeting with them during the session worked so much better than our rah 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 luncheon.
Yeah.
That not everyone's here and we're dividing it with cash.
Well, and that's our term this year, right?
We'll still have to, at this point, we'll still do the rah rah, but we need to do more than just the rah rah.
Does this meeting with these guys regularly, does that mean as a group regularly or just like? Are we all
it's kind of
touching base? I mean, because I think we're taking care of both of those things.
Yeah, and I think that one is part of that is our working with you and saying, Jim, can you get a hold of, you know, Lyle on these issues for this? And we have a coordinated effort where there's communication out from board members to them as well as from us to them. It needs to have more than just our voice. And I've tried to this year, as I've sent things to them, saying after talking with the board or in consultation with the board, here is some information so that they know that has occurred. But I think even more one-on-one building of relationships that you have with them would be great.
Okay, so then under community engagement, I see
I think we took care of the
first. The third one down is one that we need to spend some time on, and we, regardless of whether we go out for a bond election or not, we need to get our story out there with our community service clubs.
Oh, does they include ecclesiastical groups there too?
Yeah.
No, what does this tell your story? That's the video, right? They want us to meet with them and show the video.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we can show our own video.
Well, the story, that's what they're meaning is when it says tell your story, that's our story, not the one that they showed at USBA. Using that one as a demo of what
they want to show our stuff and then tell our
story.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Okay.
And if you don't have one, you can use theirs, but they'd rather use our own.
So I think you do the schools and school activity. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to a school or attending an activity every month, aren't they?
Pretty much so.
Well, and I would like to make sure that, you know, if I thought I'm doing this, I want to make sure, what am I going to do, and maybe choose in advance.
We need to be more systematic on that.
Yes, instead of all five of us are at one thing and nobody shows up at something else.
And that last part, in terms of websites, Facebook and Twitter, I am not the world's biggest
blogger. I'm not a blogger or Twitter.
But
I don't Twitter
as we start listening to some of the other districts and what they're doing and how they're doing it, it's been, especially for pushing out information, it's been very, very effective. So if something comes up, it's a meta medium of actually school, of student safety. So you can send things out. When we had the child lost, had we had a Facebook component, we could have pushed out and said, hey, have you seen? And we use our phone system, but it's just an additional opportunity when we have well over 50% of our people with email addresses.
Yeah, when that phone call went out, I know it rang at my daughter's house at 3 a.m. asking, and it already, you know, the child had been found, but it called at 3 a.m.
That's when they went out, because that was when
Facebook is reached
out 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
Doing a negative thing.
We stopped it after only 1,000. It was scheduled. But that was because they called back real quick and said, we just found him. And so they had to stop, and that's how fast that system, within 15 minutes, we'd already made almost 1,000 phone
calls. I only got the reverse call, the one that said they found him, but I didn't get the one saying it was lost. I'm like, oh, I'm glad they found the child was lost, but I didn't know about.
So within this community engagement, and I think, you know, this is a year where we need to determine on our belief statements, next steps, we need to, you know, how are we going to get that word out as it currently is, but we need to start building a foundation for the next process. Whether that be in 2013, I think a lot of that will depend on how we go about the master plan, the facilities process, because we can only do so much. And we've got to look at that, whether it's going to be 2013 or 2014. But within the next 2 years, we need to be really looking at a revision of that and a review of that. So in this area, we've got at least 3, if not 4. Now, they talk about Finance 101, Christy. Is that their version, or is that like a sign? Are they going to have a sign-off on the power up like they do on the other?
There is, I believe there's a component on there they just added for finance, because there's closed meeting or open meeting law and finance.
So there'll be a check off on that versus.
And we've kind of changed, that's a change that we have for next year's, just because, you know, people who are senior board members don't necessarily need to keep repeating Finance 101 as much as we want them to attend and update their finance, or take a finance class. So that will be a change for next year. But as it is, I think it's on power.
You know, the reality, because of the wage financing, especially the last couple of years, there have been some major changes in the law. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is that should be one of the mandatory ones, so that everyone in the state is very clear. You can't do your job if you don't know what the rules are. And I know we've done as best as we can, but you also pick up a lot from those.
And,
well,
and just because you knew the rules before doesn't mean the rules work anymore. And I was pleased to see one of our candidates here and at least get some updates on how things have changed.
So, you know, I looked at the review of the website. That's something I would love to... I really want to take most of the dynamite one like that and just explode it.
Well, we've got to create a strategic plan. Who's responsible to drive the plan? How often is the plan reviewed?
Right, and I think that's part of the discussion we want to know is how do we look at that and what counts and how we're going to do that in the next couple of years.
I think we should do the bottom one, reward and recognize staff or students and board
meetings. Yeah, we do that. That one we definitely are doing right now.
When do you start doing that?
You're going to see... As we start looking at the policy titled student achievement, if you look at what we're doing here, a lot of that is not necessarily tied. We're going to be making a more conservative effort about what it is we need to be doing because of the Utah core and some of the expectations, especially from title on that. So I think you're going to see more direction from us on that over the next couple of years because of state requirements. And law, they're asking us to do some things. Now, when we get into grading in schools, for example, there will be some policy decisions on the board's part as to what that will be. We don't know what that legislation is going to look like yet, but it will be finalized this year. So you'll see some of that. So in the accountability area, we'll have at least those three. Now, when we get down to the conduct board and superintendent evaluations. One of the things that I would like to have some help with this year for me, and I'm trying to lead out prior to our staff, I've got to find a vehicle for parent and student input. I don't know how that's going to look on the student side, but what I need personally for my job data for you to look at me from the public. I've seen a few things out there, but I would ask for one of you to sit down with me and work with me on that. My assignment with the board president. Because I think if I'm doing that this year, we know it's going to be part of the teachers, we know it's going to be part of the administration. And we actually have had it since 1998. There's something out there for teachers, it's for only for themselves to look at. Not many avail themselves of it, but this we've got to have something for. I believe if I'm leading out and saying this is okay, this is something we can do. Again, this it allows for they're going to be stepping into this darkness and releasing that there might be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, because we have to have parents and all parents administrators, too. Including like Zane, Suzanne, Clark.
Zane and I are still exempt. We are exempt from the law.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
But that doesn't mean we are exempt from the philosophy of the law or the spirit of the law.
Right, but still you have to have the public component for Suzanne, Robin,
yes.
Clark,
yes.
Who the public may or may not have any interaction with those
people. And they don't even have a clue. But, and that's one of the things I've worked out with ISQ. We started that, but 6.5 years ago, people were talking about a 365 review and it should be on the superintendent. Well, ISQ doesn't do the district as a whole and the superintendent. It, does individual schools, but, we don't have teachers telling us how, we have them telling us, but not in a
systematic way.
Not in a systematic, scientific way to really be able to tell. And that's the thing when you do a scientific sampling. When you have a certain percentage, then you can, I'm sure you as a professor, you're going to get one or two kids who pan you as an educator.
Not.
You never do have that.
Of course not.
Alicia cries every time she gets one. And her professor said, you're always going to get the kid who you failed because the student didn't show up in class is going to give you a lousy evaluation.
Well, it doesn't matter in what you're in. It doesn't matter if
you're a
bishop or whatever you are. I've always felt if you didn't have people who hate you, you weren't doing a good job. I mean, that's just fact of life. And I don't think you should take it personally. Mm-hmm. But you know, what about on, to get input on that, what about on the ISQ that we send out? Why couldn't there be something?
There are some
possibly on there to have questions that would give you that input versus having to create something. If to me, that's all you'd have to do is have some specific things for the students and the parents to give, and the staff on that. To me, there's no sense of creating another new vehicle if we already have a vehicle. We add a few more questions to it, and you get that information back.
I can work with the center and to see whether or not what our flexibility is in terms of questions.
If there could be, to me,
the difficulty they would have in doing that is trying to get a database to compare with other districts. They could do it within our district, but they don't have any.
There's no
that's
way
true.
To compare it. I mean, that the whole premise of theirs is they've got a huge database
that
this works
use.
Across the United States. And this gives you an idea of what works and what doesn't. They can give you. They might be able to add a question or two in there that would relate to you, but it would only be local. But it would be helpful.
We've got to get a process that gives better feedback on specifically my job and what I'm doing, so that you can then make a determination. And part of this is getting things in place for when I'm gone and continuing on. The more we can have that, then as you are, you know, as you leave, you have some structures in place that will continue on, because that's the way Logan City School District does business. That's what my hope and goal was.
But, and I think that it's going to be easier for you to get, just because you have a little bit more interface with the community. But what I worry about is Suzanne, Clark, Robin, those people who don't really necessarily engage in the community in a more public way than you do.
And getting, I think it's a problem statewide, too.
Well, I know, but getting enough valid replies back
Suzanne probably more than anyone per department could, because if there's a department that interacts with people who are coming in and applying, I mean, but it would not be on Suzanne, it would be on the department. You know, how was I treated? What are some things that we could do better? Those type of things.
But that wouldn't be community so much as it would be people who apply.
It's a portion of the community, yeah. It's just not the whole community.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very difficult. If theirs are more going to be from staff than anyone else. And again, that's an area that we've not done. Our administrators this next year, one of the things that I'm hoping that they come out with early enough, and if we are part of the pilot, is to get some of them to start allowing us to get out staff input on how their administrators do. Some do it right now, voluntarily, and it's just between themselves and their staff, and they're using that. Some are using their exit exams to do that. They're saying, tell me what I can do better, which has at least as a step up from having nothing. But again, they're looking at, someone says, can I really be honest with them? There are some of our administrators who have a good enough relationship where they can take that reflection very well and are getting it and are using it. When you look at Daryl was asked those questions. His staff has been, for the most part, been fairly honest with him, which is good. So that is an area that we need to look at on the evaluation. The other is what, you know, we've gone through and did the evaluation process that USBA has on us, but whether or not you want a formal, a much more formalized or consistent instrument.
We have an old instrument that we have used.
Well, when's the last time we did an actual?
2 years ago.
So, see, in order for us to qualify,
since
we have to do that
between
now and
we did a lot of work on a formal instrument, evaluation instrument, and is everybody as good as what our teachers get?
What you would have to do at this point is it says in depth. Mm-hmm. It would be between now and this fall. Actually, would be more. His came up this year, and you renewed. I'm in the middle of mine. So if you wanted to do some type of informal process where you're sitting down with me, you've done that somewhat, where you've said these are the things we really like in accolades, or these are the things we want you to work on. We just need to formalize that a bit anyway.
And we've done that evaluation in different methods, whether it's been with a USBA or we've had our instrument. And sometimes, one time we even did, you just put your sticky note where you thought, you know, here are the things we grade them on, where do you think the superintendent is? And that was kind of the easiest way. And then we did recommendations of what we thought was good and what we would like them to improve on. We used to do it in 6 months. We had a formative in it, and I always get them mixed up.
You had a formative in February and a summative in June.
Right, where we, you know, and then we were able to give, from our point of view, things that needed to be worked on. We weren't always good at following up on how did the individuals do. But, you know, we have done that in the past. That if we want to do this, we need to do it more formally than we have been now.
In order to get that one checked off, I think it would not take very much for this year, but my encouragement would be to put into place something that is more systematic and develop a timeline for exactly when that would be done.
Right, because in order for us to check that off, we have to do it this year. We can't just say we've done it in the past.
Well, the other thing
you have done it within the year.
Well, we have to have done it from January of this year till because it goes from January to December.
So,
yeah. Well, and the other thing is, in our old board policy, it prescribed that, and part of the reason we put it into place, and it's because it was actually with Alan Lowe, was he was talking about, you know, I'm only going to stay for another year or so, but you need to put into place so that if you do have someone, an employee, and we used this before we had seen, if you have someone you are needing to do some remediation with, you better have been doing, you know, you don't just wait a year and a year later say, hey, Jim, but that you need that 6 month process. Here are some things you need to work on. 6 months later, did you achieve your goals? Or do we still have a problem? And by doing that, you're able to deal with issues a lot better than just say, okay, and now we're going to do an evaluation. And so having it as part of the process every year really makes it much more smooth when you do have an issue to deal with.
So we need to just decide if we want to do something just with our group, or we want to call and have Richard come back and do USBA's.
We'll just do it on the information is when we do it ourselves.
Well, we just have to decide how we're going to do that and do it before December.
We've done some that haven't taken that long. It's a nice close session.
Well, I think the materials we set up to on a monthly basis that Stacy gives you, I think there's been some different evaluation options there. They've shared some different stories. If that would be a start,
there's a lot on the USBA website.
To work Lynn with you and maybe just do
we'll come up with a day we can do that.
Some searching on some, at least some processes and some how other districts have done it. Some are extremely formal. Some are with lots and lots of data. And, you know, when you get to the canyons, for example, they've chosen to say you will meet, and they've done it in Ogden too. They said you set goals. And if you meet the goals, then you get. You know, they've done this productivity. That's what they did with Brad Smith. You will get a $25,000 bonus if they do X, Y, and Z at the schools, all based upon school growth and that. There's some pluses and minuses to that. Sometimes I think it gets to be so prescriptive that you miss the overall mark of what you're trying to get to, and it's almost microscopic. Somewhat fake, because how do we continually tell our public that it's not just about test scores, and yet everything that we do for our evaluations is based on test scores? So I'm open to any.
Well, I think Richard does evaluations that don't take all day, because I know he just came up and did Cash's, and he was only there for their board meeting, so it was 2 or 3 hours. I think he has like a shortened version.
You know, I think doing that about every 4 years is good, but yeah. I think we've done some others that
we've done it twice, and it was a when we went through it before, it seems to me like we spent. Didn't we do both of them at once?
Yeah, you did. That one of the reasons it took.
Yeah, and we were there about six.
It was in our retreat.
Yeah, you did.
We
did it.
We had a form and even a 7 and 10.
He's been through one. I've been through at least two or three since I've been here. It's been the last 2 years we've not.
We've chosen not to.
But I'm just saying, if you want to do Richard, he has one that's.
I would say at this point in time this year, I'd say no. That's just my opinion.
And I will look through my files, and Fred can do the same, and we can see some of the things that we currently have that actually are tied to.
But I think, in terms of what that is that you want to see happen, and that goes back into the next page. This we're kind of back and forth between the key works of school boards. One of that is the accountability issue. You know, if you look at the sheet that I just, what is accountability? Well, accountability for you is that there needs to be enough data and pertinent data that you're seeing that there is progress in student growth, in school culture. It could be in, you know, the list of ins is really dependent upon you as to determine what are the factors that we need to address. That accountability process is in terms of the data. We have given you informally data along the way. We've kept you informed on our end of level progress, our DIBELS progress, those type of things, our AP, but it's not been a formal process, and it can become. And my encouragement would be probably, if there's something that I would like to set as a goal, is that we have a clear process throughout the year of what data is used, and then as you're seeing whether or not we are meeting the targets. And really getting back into our school improvement plans and really making that our vehicle at a stronger level. What is it that we're really going to be looking at? And making sure you have a clear opportunity to have that data at your fingertips at all times. The one area that for the elementary schools, if they do go to Master Connect as a full, that is going to be, in terms of data for you, a much higher level of sophistication than we've ever had. If, you know, that we're kind of at that point. We've done the piloting. Now we, you know, what's our next step? Because as a teacher, they can actually do we can see teacher data, but they also have the ability to put in your SRIs and your DIBELS into that, so that it's just one database that has everything, and you also put in your end of level. So you're seeing a child, and you can see multiple scores for a class, for an individual, and where trends are going. See that? What you're looking at are trends. Some of you, as you looked at the ISQ data, then you saw some trends in some of the schools, that there were a couple of schools were either stagnant or had actually gone down in some of their areas. Now, most of them were pretty consistent. But you know, those are trends that we need to start saying, okay, are we tracking to determine whether or not is this going to continue to go down, or can we make changes now so that it will go back up? Because everything in the ISQ is still based upon student engagement and student learning. If these things are attended to, student learning will occur. So everything we do is again that focus. So my hope this next year is that we do some more in that accountability process for you, so that you have a clear, consistent picture of where we are going with our data. This sheet, and I don't know if you had it. I couldn't find the real book. We have the guidebook. Did we get you the real
guidebook? We have it.
And then also the guidebook we have bought, correct?
Do I have the guidebook? What's in the guidebook?
Don't look familiar.
What's in the guidebook?
The guidebook is really kind of a synopsis of each of the seven areas, and it gives a self-analysis sheet of saying, if you're doing this, for example, an assessment, it gives you an ability to say where are you and where can you go. So it just, it's more of a tool to be able to kind of put it in all of the keywords into practice. So you don't have this.
But then again, in some ways, I'd rather do it. My guess is it's online.
No, it's not.
It's not online?
No, because they want some books. I've been trying today to find. They will give you little snippets, but nothing to the point.
Well, oh, my goodness. The NSBA, National Snapple Bit Association. Yes.
What I'll do, I mean, some of this, it's kind of like taking this and breaking it down for us, but it would still be a good resource for you. So, Stacey, if you could kind of put that down, we need to order that. The areas really, in terms of this diagram, that's the process. I think that as we've been doing it, but we've not been labeling that we're doing it. So one of the things this year, I think that we just need to say, are we talking about vision now? Are we talking about continuous improvement? What does that mean? If we just start focusing in, then obviously on this, we can check that box off under the foundations of effective governance.
Well, and I don't see a problem with us at each board meeting taking a section out of even that book or the coming to order and saying, tonight at board meeting, we're going to be discussing chapter one
or even
on pages one through five.
Or we do that under the workshop.
Or a workshop, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that we can at least have some discussion about.
I think we'd be better off to do a workshop.
Well, whatever.
We make the assignment in advance, and they could take two or three chapters. I don't know.
There's a couple of other books this year that I'd like for us to be able to look at. There's one that is on 21st century learning. It's kind of the blueprint of where we're going with, or what our kids are going to be needing now in order to be productive citizens in the 21st century. Just halfway through, I haven't decided yet. Part of it's been really dry, and the type that you read and go to sleep very quickly. So I'm trying to, I don't know if that's the full vehicle, but there's three different books out there that I'd like to at least have you abreast of and understanding what we're doing. And then,
well, and I think the part that would be beneficial for me would be the discussion about that. So that even if it has to be, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, it's
right.
At least you're the motivating
well,
to read it and then having a discussion about it so that we're all working on that together.
We need to keep up with the larger picture in order to make sure that everything is focused in on student engagement and student learning. That's hard. I mean, we get down to the management stuff and sometimes that's the denominator we go to is the management part. We can say yes or no on management. We've got to, I hope you felt that the work sessions when we do bring in on different educational things that we're doing is keeping you grounded as to the on the educational side and the work we've done on the Common Core and the work
well,
we're doing.
Well, and what was
assessment.
Interesting is when, especially when we went to the Leadership Academy, I was amazed at how many people had not heard anything about the Common Core or a number of other issues that we went to classes on, and there were board members there who said, what? What is this? I don't know about this. And I thought, we have been kept up to date, and I actually made a mental compliment that, you know, we have been kept up to date on most things. Usually we're not surprised by what's out there. Again, that's why Nationals do them too.
Yeah.
So that'll be one of my goals for this next year is the development of this, and as we work as a presidency to develop our agendas, we just need to keep that in play and making sure that we have continuous discussion of and focus on. And I think that at that point it kills a couple birds with the same stone.
And then the part underneath that, so the second red one that's required. It's to review each of the following documents annually and then pick one of them that we're going to review in depth.
And to be honest with you, the District Code of Ethics or Conduct, that's one that
we've got
to get done anyway. We might as well take that one. My recommendation is that's the one we take on And because we know what we're doing on the policy handbook, well, that's kind of an ongoing thing.
We've got one on the ethics that we put together. It's still available.
You know what? We never agreed on one.
We never agreed. Right. We've got a lot of work done.
We have about four of them out there.
We've done a lot of work on it. We just need to finalize exactly what it's going to look like, and then how do we?
We have done some sure that work. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, we've done some work on it.
But we still have to review it annually.
Correct.
All four of them. So do we just pick one of those and do like one a month, or?
You can also do it on your own, though, too.
Yeah.
I think that as we develop our agendas, I think that those are natural ones. We're talking about policy consistently anyway, so we know that we're doing an update there. It's time, and we might as well in the fall, you know, where are we with our statements? What are some of the things we want to do next as next steps? We'll be clear as to what we're doing with our master plan, facilities master plan, to know how much time that we can do on this or that. I think one of the two has got to be on the agenda. I don't believe we can do both at the same year. If we choose to go out for a master plan and go for a board election, either a year from now or a year from November, and that's the direction that is determined, it's going to take all of our effort to do that. And that plus this, I think, would be very difficult to do in the same school year. So we've taken that, and then procedure handbook.
Is our policy handbook. We do procedure and policy together.
But a lot of it is setting goals, measuring progress. That's your school approval. I'm getting this. That's where we do our school approval plan, which is in the fall anyway, and kind of making sure in terms of the student growth aspects of it. Motivating students or staff and regularly reevaluating processes and outcomes. I think that's an ongoing build. We definitely look at school improvement plans every fall, and we'll do so again this year.
I think they don't find the. You know, they're in one of my files of school board things. Right.
And if you're not finding, can someone tell me what the key book work of school boards is? It a big book?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it like a big one, about an inch thick?
Yeah.
It's bound the same way, though.
It's bound this way.
I don't know where mine.
It's not a small book. It's
it's about that size.
Same size. I think it's spiral bound too.
Is it spiral bound?
I don't mind it.
Okay. I was looking for mine the last week and I couldn't find this. I'm going to have to order another one. But I had this one. But if you look at the key workers from vision to standards to assessment, accountability, climate, collaboration, community engagement, continuous improvement, all of which we talked about today. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you look at what we do on a regular basis, we are constantly working within this range at all times. We're just not as formal about saying we are now working on this or that.
Well, you know, a lot of them, I mean, that are on there, to me, most of them, it makes me sit here and as I start read down through it, I thought, well, my first impression is, well, doesn't every school board do this? I mean, for the most part, that's kind of what my first impression was, when I looked at it, was, well, that's just normal things that we're doing most of the time.
They don't all do that.
That's what I'm saying. It surprised me when I look at them and I think, well, isn't that what you do? That's the thing that intrigues me about it. So that's why I wonder, don't most boards just do what we do?
No.
Well, Richard said a lot of the boards don't function the same level we do.
Does
it
go on for hours and hours and hours now?
Hours
is extraordinary.
What do they
talk about?
Like starting 8 in the morning and going until
6:30
at night.
Or you get the ones that start at 6 o'clock and go until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why? That's a good question.
You'll have boards in some of the smaller districts where they're going to be talking about Zelma. And after they talk about Zelma, they're going to talk about Pete. And after Pete, they're going to be talking about the kids that were on the school bus that went over.
Viola
called me last night and told me
that. And whose cow's got a brand and whose doesn't?
Yeah. it gets into some literal minutia.
It was a regular occurrence for us to go from 6 to midnight. Or
so what did you talk about? Was it
11
about
o'clock?
Was it about minutia?
They never had work sessions. And I'd usually have an executive session at the start of the meeting. And sometimes I'd have to go back in if they didn't get things finished up there. So they'd meet like 6, go to about 6:15 to 7. Regular meetings start at 7. It was not unusual to go until 11 o'clock.
And I appreciate the fact that you are very patient when we have celebrations. I know it takes more time for our board meetings. But
even then, we do four or 5 hours. I mean, 3 hours is really a long meeting. This is the longest meeting we have.
Okay, and Christy, will you let them know also it's not the key works of school boards, it's the key work of school board guidebook. Okay, you've got the guidebook.
Yeah.
You know what? That might be what we have now. I'm not sure we have.
You know, the more that I think about it, I think that is exactly what it says. Only mine doesn't look like that.
I think that's the new one of it.
It's just the
because
guidebook.
Because it doesn't have
so I kept looking
the keyword.
And I couldn't find it.
And it's the keyword, not the school. Keyworks.
I think ours is like that. The one that I had from when I first got on, I believe.
It's those colors.
Wasn't passed on.
And this is $20 for that book.
For this one that Marshall has?
Yeah.
It could be updated. Look and see when it was updated last.
This one was 2008.
Keywords are vision, standards,
accountability,
alignment, climate, collaborative relationships, and continuous improvement. Those are exactly
That's
what
it.
We've done over. Yeah.
This is just an updated, more different. It seems to me like mine was, I keep wanting to say, purpley color, purpley red.
I could be wrong. I believe it's the same thing. It might have been an update to it, but it's interesting that they don't have it available. It's soft cover.
It's not available?
Yeah,
it is
just
available.
A second. It's just, that's all they have is the
there is no other one.
Guidebook. That's it.
Yeah, it's a guidebook. So that's one thing they need to also is it the guidebook that we're supposed to go over? Is there some other book now that we're supposed to look at?
So you're not, if you'll go home and just double check and see what you have and
what year they are.
It
does say new opportunities for districts based on evolving technology. Okay, listen to this. The enhanced guidebook includes an analysis of the impact of new federal and state legislation, including No Child Left Behind. New opportunities for district based on evolving technology. So there sounds like you're having some updates from what we did.
When was that published?
2009.
This five?
When was this published?
And they don't have a keyword. This is the only thing that's in there.
I think I have that for James Starr.
I don't think I have any. I think I have something, but I don't know where it is. I would like a new one.
Well, why don't we look and see what we have?
Email Stacy if you have it. If you don't have the 2009, let her know so that we can get
I'm telling
it
that now, so I...
Yeah. Okay.
So is it the guidebook?
It's called guidebook.
The one you have right there.
Is the keyword of
school board guidebook.
No, it looks like that.
And I think I have
it. He's older.
This is your question.
Do you?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'll check. I think mine's just an older version. I'll bet it's just...
It might not have information on No Child Left.
Can you see if they have a Kindle version?
Sure.
No Child Left Behind.
Kindle. No, we'll be able to
do that. You can that comes with a Kindle, yeah.
Transition a bit to next subject. Perfect. If we're done with those two. Are we okay with those two? All right. Assistant principal at the high school. No. Doug Snow has sent in his letter of resignation today. We have an official. We want to open that position up. Part of that opening is a request from administration to you, the board. After talking with Shane, he would like to go through a similar process that we did for him for this assistant with the Board of Education, with him being part of it. So it would be the five of you, myself, and him, who would go through a process. And the rationale, part of it, my discussion with him, in the past, I've really been basically fairly hands-off or somewhat hands-off about who they wanted and as assistants. But as I start looking at growing capacity for the district, that those assistants become the potential principals in our schools as well as others. And in doing so, they may be looking for, the schools may be looking for existing needs, but not future needs. And this process would allow us to look at someone who could fit in now, but also has the capacity for the future. But that would mean some additional time on your part. It wouldn't be as scaled as high as it was, but a scaled back version where we would be looking at a day.
Probably. We know where Doug's going, Marshall.
Doug is going to be teaching mathematics out at Mountain Crest.
I can see that being a summer thing, that it might be harder to get all five of us, but I would think that thing is, if you use three, if you have three, you've got to do everything. It's got to be all the open stuff. But
basically what we were looking at is, in terms of the structure, is to have the individuals have a committee very similar to before, and they would be doing some things, and then we would be watching, kind of like we did, and then we would then take that in the afternoon and do the open process as a full board in that evaluation in that setting. So what we're looking at is the week of the 17th through the 19th. Excuse me, 17th through the 19th of July.
I'm on track. Can't be there, so you can do it
with him. Oh, yeah, everybody else.
Yeah. I would have to go out and get my planets in the car. Shall I do that?
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
As we looked at it, that we were looking at a closing date of the 11th of July. We would review the files on the 12th of July, and then they have the interviews that next week with the final appointment either that week or the next, depending on if we needed to.
So you want to do the actual
interviews, the 17th, 18th, or 19th?
The 19th, I am going to be gone. 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'm going to be gone.
So it's either the 17th or 18th. Yeah. And you've gone the whole week.
And even if you did the 16th, I'm going to be, I'm leaving on Tuesday the 17th, but I'm going to be the crazy woman. Yeah. And so just that whole week I'm trekking. That's just all I think about that week. Frankly, between now and then, that's all I think about.
You could move it to the next week, but then that's just one more week.
24th of July, yeah.
24th, and it becomes crazy, and we need to get someone on
board. So you have an idea to have somebody here by the 1st of August, wouldn't it? Ideally.
Our goal is to get someone here so that they can start August 1st.
Yeah, because what would happen, you know, we get... I'm just thinking if we would hire, maybe a principal would apply for that, one of our elementaries,
yeah,
and we hired him,
have.
Then you've got a process of getting a principal in.
So far, I've done an unofficial, if you're interested, let me know, and no one has. We had some discussion, should we appoint someone from an elementary to go over. I have mixed feelings on that. Because things are going so well, our elementary is really focused into doing upheaval there, even though it would, obviously whoever we do, it's a challenge at the high school. Whether we go inside or whether we go outside, there are challenges for Shane, coming in new, not knowing, and hiring another assistant. But I'm concerned about making an appointment without having the person want to be there.
Yeah. Why did
Did Doug like it?
Doug's mother passed away and felt that there were some family situations on his part with his father, and he's got his youngest daughter that he needed to re-look at his priorities. And his father just no longer drives, and so he was going to be the chief. He's the only one of his family that's here, so he's going to be the one who takes the lead for his dad. He felt it was something he needed to do at this point, and there was an opportunity. He took advantage of it.
What's the possibility of? Didn't we have a couple who had pondered putting in from the high school? We have Randy.
You will have. There's at least seven within the district that are eligible because they already have their license. We are also proposing that we do potential of an intern. There's some that are in the middle of their program that haven't finished yet, but many districts will allow them to be hired as an intern. The pay on that usually is the teacher salary plus the number of days to make up, you know, up to the 225, and they would have to finish their licensure within usually a year or
so. So posting the stay, the administrative license, or in the process of
getting the license. And that's my encouragement, is looking at that broadens our pool. There may be some people from the outside that are interested. Obviously, we have some candidates who, at least one or two of the candidates from our original classes might be interested in coming up, who we were interested in. And there's been some others that have been interviewed in the past that are live in the area but have chose not to be involved in this last one, but they
don't want to be a principal,
but they want to be an assistant who have some background. So I think that we're going to have quite a few people who are interested. 17th or 18th are the 2 days we're looking at.
I am often either one of those days.
What would be best?
I'm not really sure on mine. I have not talked to my boss.
Okay.
Now that your boss is retired, you really are
going to change. No, I'm really under her basic.
You may have an offer or something one of those days.
Well, the offer is, I can't remember when my brother-in-law leaves. We're committed to either a class or an offer every one of the days he's in town, except next week we're going to Idaho to see our. So, I mean, I'm not sure. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
You tell me when, and I'll figure it out.
Fred? 17th is the best for me. The 24th weekend, I'm going to be in Idaho, too.
Okay, let's look at that Tuesday the 17th, then. And if that doesn't work,
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
It would be really advantageous for me if we could be through by 4.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's right. We're on the Tuesday night.
I perceive that, yes, we can do that. This is not going to be the same process. It will be different. We'll scale down, but we just want, mainly wanting your involvement.
Are you going to advertise at all or even try?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's what we're finalizing. I couldn't do anything until I got an official letter of resignation. Since I now have that, we're going to start posting hopefully this afternoon.
So would it be better if we switch to the 18th, and just in case we go past 4 o'clock?
Can you do it on Wednesday?
Okay, do it on Wednesday.
So your
Tuesday is the best day. Okay. Wednesday, yeah.
But we can do this before Wednesday. 4. Okay, we can do this. We may have them do some things on that.
I would love to be informed with information, yes. But
we'll keep you informed on all the processes up front on everyone, and then
I'll be wearing a pioneer costume that day. Right in the
Wyoming. Well, just as long as it's not being buried out on the prairie, that's
I'm
all
hoping
we care
they don't
about
bury me on the prairie.
Good.
I'd be writing rain on my husband's life.
Okay.
Roughly what time will be there on that?
I would say, you're going to hate me.
8 to 4.
8 to 4.
But you've got to have some time for, and that would include time for the deciding.
We'll figure something out that we may do not quite as elaborate of a morning
process. Finance is not as important.
Finance won't be involved in that. But
the students and parents.
Yeah.
I think something about building a master schedule.
Do you have
something like that and student discipline?
What about the 19th?
Great things.
We can't.
I'm going to be gone.
So if it came down to 17th or 18th, then the process is 17th. And
I'll just have to have connections and see if you can like go past 4. I know.
She's trying to trump your schedule. She thinks it's because she happens to be in the same household as somebody who has power of the
schedule.
Okay. Anything else on your end that we need to bring up today? Any questions? I'd like your feedback on today. Was today helpful for you?
Yeah.
And that's why Kirstie's idea for next year has been 2 days, and we could spend one day doing this type of thing, and I think it's great for us to be with our administrators, directors. The 1 year there, we even have the administrators in, and then have one day where we do evaluations and whatever, even working on policies. It would be great. So I can see why 2 days would be very helpful, which we have scheduled for next year.
One of the things I appreciate the fact you have been so good with the communication staff, and thank you. One thing that I spend so much time with you, which I have absolutely loved, but they haven't experienced that same process, and being able to build the relationships with you is one area that I hope that we can continue to do, because they need to rely on you and you need to be able to rely on them, the data and things that they have. And, I hope you're feeling positive about those relationships. I want to continue to work on them. And as you said, if we do this for leadership, we're very wide on. It was everyone who was around this table. If you look at all three of the directors, that their leadership is critical in this process, because they're front line with a lot of things that we're doing, and their attitudes and their focus on customer service is going to be critical. And our ability then to work together, we've got to be able to truly spend that time together so that we have each other's back and we have each other's support. And that's my goal over the next couple of years, is to really build that capacity on both sides. Especially as we make a transition, I think in January it's going to be very important for the new person coming in to make sure that they see where the safety nets are. Okay. So we have at 4, we'd like to start, if you're more than welcome to be there early, we start at 4:30, and we're going to have brisket and garlic mashed potatoes is a special
salad. You do garlic mashed potatoes?
It is. Well, it's not. It's.
They can't do garlic.
It's not garlic. Okay. Garlic. You can move some out, but it doesn't. But yes. She's. No, I lied. We're not doing that. That was last night. We did garlic. We're doing a potatoes. My Julie's special potato salad.
Okay.
No garlic.
I'm only
original. And then a yummy dessert she wanted to try, and you guys. So
great.
Chocolate. Oreos and stuff. So it's really good.
And Dave can always go home and eat because it's only at 4:30 in the afternoon.
And then we're back here at 6. We've got the presentation of Danny. Is he going to be able to make it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we'll go into the public hearing portion of it and on the budget. And
we also have a consent calendar.
Yeah, a couple of things on the consent calendar.
And there was one question on the consent calendar. It had October 9th It didn't say whether it was a work session or a regular session and no time. It just said October 9th.
For which part?
On the consent calendar
on the agenda for agenda dates for next year.
Let me go to it somewhere. I have it.
I can't pull up board book on my iPad.
On either one?
I can pull up on my laptop and on my iPad.
Okay, did you go to board, did you type in board book and then board book login? And then it actually goes to the board book login. Because I tried it, because I didn't have a button on mine. Or
I have a button on mine.
Don't worry about the button. So go into, just go into Safari.
Okay.
And the top right, just type in board book login.
Login?
Yeah, login. It'll come up.
.com?
And then I save that.
Not on the left, but on the right hand side, like you're doing a search.
And then you save that as an
under
icon.
Google?
Okay.
Yeah.
On page 13 of board book, it has on everything else, it has, you know, September 17th is full, September 23rd. Then October 9th, it just has a dash. So that should be a work session at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes.
There shouldn't be anything but just a work session at 5 o'clock. So we need to add that on there.
Go to there. Yeah, okay. Just
right here?
Yeah. Just.
So I would do that amendment now, and we can maybe have that
now,
reward.
Go up here and add that as bookmark, save it, and then put your ID.
Well, what's the difference between that and the other one?
Well, maybe this will work.
This one works, the other one doesn't.
So I have an icon on my screen, don't you, that you just
want to show? I've actually got that in a note, so I get a note that comes up.
And I have it as a shortcut on the front. So if we could change that.
No, we don't, in October, we don't do a school visit?
It says. We have Mount Logan Middle School, Adams.
We swapped the October one. Isn't that the one, Christy? You said, can we move that one to November instead of October?
That's right, because that's the reason.
Yeah. So November 12th, so we have September 17th, November 12th, then we have February 11th,
Marshall?
March 11th.
So
that's our four schools. So we have four schools.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be just a regular work session.
It works.
So now you just go into Safari, go to your bookmarks, and then click on bookmarks, and it'll come into it.
So it's not on my.
It's not on your front page. You can.
But you can create it.
So go to Safari.
Just go to Safari, and then bookmarks. Go to your bookmarks, and under bookmarks, it'll say board book.
Oh, board under bookmarks. It says board book.
Uh-huh. I'll fix that name.
I saw that and thought we need to fix that.
So anything else?
So lunch at 4:30.
Your house? Yep, my house.
It's kind of a dinner and lunch.
Sliced brisket and the potato salad and a pear salad. And then the dessert. So, President, you want to declare?
Okay. I declare this meeting adjourned at 12:47.
No.
I mean 2:47. Come to the party, Lynn.
Okay, so there is a meeting on October 9th.
There is, and it's going to be a work session 5 o'clock.